Hey, good morning, Las Vegas. You're listening to the Solid Rock Gospel Broadcast, a programming effort of the Church at Las Vegas to proclaim that God is good, His grace is amazing, His love is available, and the power of the good news about Jesus is real and can and does change our lives.
Las Vegas, I sure do like our opening song that says that we're going to broadcast God all over the world. You see, it's our intent and purpose here every week to encourage you to seek after God, to get to know Him better, to realize that He is real. He's not a figment of imagination. He's not some myth or fairy tale. God is real. He created us. He created the whole universe around us. And He loves us. And He cares about us. And that's what we're here to proclaim and to broadcast, how God wants us to have relationship with Him. And He wants us to be blessed and enjoy the life that He's given us. I wanted to start out this morning with a quote from James chapter 4. James chapter 4. This is what the scripture says in that particular place. It says, "Now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go to this or that city, spend a year there, carry on business, and make money. Why, you don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes." Wow, that's pretty sobering when you think about that. And yet, that's what a lot of us do. So many times we make our plans. We say, hey, we're going to do this or we're going to do that or we're going to go here or we're going to go there. And really, when it boils down to it, and this is one of the things that I really like about the scripture, is that it's really honest with who we are. And it just kind of exposes us and helps us to realize that we're not really what we think we might be sometimes. And so when it goes on to say, why you don't even know what will happen tomorrow, we don't even know what's going to happen with the rest of today. Your life is a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. And in light of that thought this morning, then, I want to ask you some questions. And I want you to think about these a little bit as we ask them. We're not going to spend a lot of time, but maybe you want to write these down and really take the time to consider them. So first of all, what are you doing with your life? Really, if you stop and think about it, what are you doing with your life? And you may even ask, what's my focus? What's my direction? What's my purpose? You know, kind of jokingly, a wife said to her depressed husband one time, "What do you mean you don't have anything to live for? The house isn't paid for, the car isn't paid for, the washing machine isn't paid for, the television isn't paid for," etc., etc. You get the point. You know, that's really sad, because if that's all there is to life, if that's all you're doing, if that's all your focus, wow, is that really life? Let me ask you another question. What's important to you? I mean, what really, really matters when you strip aside all of the extracurricular stuff and all the things that don't really matter? When you get to it, what's really important to you? You know, Jesus said over in Matthew chapter 6 during his Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 6 and verse 19, He said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and rust destroy and thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and rust do not destroy, thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, Jesus understood eternity, and his advice to mankind was that we don't spend all our life and time and effort storing up for ourselves things here where, think about that, moth and rust and the ravages of time and even thieves can break in and steal our possessions. You know, there's so many things that can happen to all of our possessions that we think are so valuable. And that's why Jesus said, hey, why don't you store up for yourselves treasures in heaven? And the principle, the treasure principle, if you were, is in verse 21, "For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You know, if we want to consider what we're doing and where we're going, the first thing that we need to really recognize is where we are. We need to recognize where we are before we know where we're going. Let's go ahead and listen to our first song this morning. This is a song by John Elefante, and this is a song called "No One Ever Died For Me Before."
Kneeling in the darkness, trying hard to pray, but the words don't come out easy. It's been a long and trying day. I'm reaching out my heart to you, I'm reaching out my hand, and I ask you, Lord, reveal to me what I don't understand. Why the world that you created would turn its back on you, and the children that you love would run away. In a land of broken promises, you are my only friend. So take this heart of a broken man and help me live again. Until I look into
we're back this morning. What a great song by John Elefante. No one's ever died for me before. And you know, when you consider life in light of that, that God loved you and I so much that he was willing to send his own son to pay the penalty for our sin, for our rebellion, for our disobedience, for our lack of concern about a relationship with our Creator. When you consider that Jesus died so that we could have life, wow, that's something to take seriously. And it's something that, as we started already talking about, we need to consider our life carefully right now. You know, lots of times we look back, oh, you know, the days passed and the years and the decades, and if only we would have, you know, that whole would have, should have, could have, might have, maybe. And people focus on the past too much. And then there's also lots of times where we look ahead and we're always hoping for the next day and what's going to happen tomorrow. And, oh, if only this year would come, or if only this event would happen, then life would be good. And so people are always looking ahead for what they don't have yet. And I'm telling you, folks, we need to focus on right now. We need to consider our life right now and what we're doing and what's priority and what's important. Because the things of this world are temporary, but the things that are unseen are eternal. And so we need to ask ourselves the question, where am I now? Where am I now? And I'd like you to consider these several different areas of your life. And again, write these down. Don't just listen to them, but write them down and then spend some time thinking about them, praying about them, meditating, talking to God about these things in your life and how you view yourself in each of these areas. So let me ask you to consider these things. Number one, where am I at spiritually? How's your spiritual life? How's your relationship with God? How do you consider Jesus? What about the Holy Spirit? How do you treat him? You know, do you consider the Word of God as a source of life, as direction and guidance from our Creator, as historical and just spiritual food for our soul? Or, you know, where are you at? It's really something to consider. Where am I at spiritually? Here's another one. Where am I at relationally? Okay, we talked about our relationship with God, but what about your relationship with other people? How's your relationship with your wife or your husband? What about your relationship with your children? What about people that you work with, or people that you go to school with, or people you just drive down the road with, or whoever it might be? How's your relationship with people? Is it good? Are there people that you have friendships with and that you can share their burdens and also rejoice in their joys? Or are you just kind of a loner and kind of live all by yourself in life? How are you doing relationally? God intended for us to be with other people. Here's a third area that I want you to consider. How are you doing and where are you at right now emotionally? Emotionally. Are you in control of your emotions, or is your life controlled by your emotions? You know, people just let all kinds of emotions hang out, whether it's depression or anger or even sometimes just silly joy and happiness. You know, how are you emotionally? Are you well-balanced emotionally? Do you deal with life and the things that happen? You know, it's okay to get emotional, but are we letting our emotions control us, or are we controlling our emotions? Where am I at spiritually, relationally, emotionally? And how about financially? You know, money is a huge, huge thing in life, and possessions. Jesus spent more time talking about the stewardship of the things of this life than he did on any other subject. Did you know that? That he knows that the things that we own and the money and the possessions that we have, we're either going to be in control of those or they're going to be in control of us. And boy, I'll tell you what, financially speaking, you can really ruin your life. You can really mess your life up, or certainly make it unenjoyable if you're not taking care of your finances well right now. And again, that's what people always, oh, I want what I shouldn't have until later. I want it right now. And so people get themselves in debt and all kinds of problems and all kinds of circumstances and situations that they have no hope of even seeing the end of. And then they wonder why they stress out about the bills coming every month. And so financially, we need to be wise. And where are we at financially? Do we have an emergency fund? Do we have some stores set aside for what if we lose our job? What if the transmission of the car goes out? What if? Those unforeseen things in the future. It's good financially to have a little savings account. And yet most people just barely live from paycheck to paycheck, it seems like. So how are you doing financially right now? How about physically? How are you doing physically right now? Are you taking care of your body? Are you eating decently? Are you drinking plenty of water? Are you getting exercise? Are you taking care of the temple of the Holy Spirit? You know, these are things that we need to be concerned about. Yes, the Bible says that bodily exercise profiteth little, but it still profiteth. And so we need to work out. We need to get our heart rate up. We need to be concerned about our physical body. And so where are you at right now? You see, our physical body affects us spiritually and emotionally. And so all of these things have to be in balance with each other. How about this last one, occupationally? How do you like your job? What do you think about your employment? Where are you at with that right now? Not, oh, I wish I would have done something different, or, you know, one of these days when I grow up, I want to be, not thinking like that, but what about right now? How do you relate in your job? Where are you right now with that? Do you appreciate it? Do you enjoy it? Is it a drag? Do you dread going to work? Do you hate it? And if you do, why do you? We need to think about these things and really question these things. Take a spiritual inventory of your life and ask yourself, am I really satisfied with life? Is my life full? Do I enjoy life? Or what am I doing with life? Such important questions to consider, such important things to think of. And so, you know, this is kind of a questioning broadcast this morning so that you can take a look and I can take a look at my life and say, what's my purpose? What's my priorities? Where does God fit into all of this? How do other people fit into all of this? Is my life satisfying? And if it's not, what are we going to do about it? And if it is, what are we going to do to make sure that it stays that way? All right, we're going to listen to our next song this morning. Again, this is a song by John Elefante called Hello, My Good Friend.
Hello, my good friend. How have you been doing since I've gone? Have you shared the love I gave you? Have you shown the world the truth of who I am? So let your love be true till I come back to you. I can't seem to get through to you anymore, but I know lately I've been on your mind. Oh, I set you free, hoping you'd come back to me. So I'll call on you once more, like so many times before.
All right, we're back for our final session this morning of this week's broadcast, and we've been asking and considering some pretty serious questions about life. What are you doing with your life? What's your focus? What's important to you? And as you consider your life, are you considering it from the past or just looking for the future? You know, the Bible says that we're a mist that appears for a little while and vanishes. And so where am I now? Just to rehearse the things that we just talked about, where am I at spiritually? Where am I at relationally? Where am I at emotionally? Where am I at financially? Where am I at physically? Where am I at occupationally? You see, all of these things are important because Jesus said in Mark chapter 8 and verse 36, "What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul?" Wow, think about that. What good is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet forfeit his soul? And friends, I want to tell you this morning that even if it was possible for you to be the king, the emperor of the whole world, if you owned everything, if you owned everyone, if you had unlimited resources, if there was nothing that you couldn't do, it would still be unsatisfactory and empty and meaningless and without direction. If you don't believe me, read Ecclesiastes. Solomon had most of those things, maybe not the whole world, but he sure had a big chunk of it. And Ecclesiastes shows us the spirit of one crying out to say, it's meaningless, it's all worthless. Without God, without relationship with our Creator, without purpose and direction and relating ourselves back to our Creator, life is just a drag. And so I hope you're not there. I hope your life is satisfying, and it can be more satisfying with God. I hope your life is full, not just full of stuff and busyness, but full, satisfying, enjoyable, because you know the God that makes it all possible, the Jesus that died for you and me on the cross to make that relationship possible. That's what's amazing. Friends, we need to make sure we're not conformed to the pattern of this world, but transformed by the renewing of our mind. God can do it. Let Him. Hey, thanks for listening this morning. I really appreciate everyone that listens in and encourages in this broadcast. And we look forward to many, many more broadcasts with other people, even getting an opportunity to share their hearts and minds with you on this broadcast. We're working on that. But we want to encourage you to come and visit us, 3388 South Decatur Boulevard, the church at Las Vegas. We meet Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday night at 6 o'clock, and Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. You can also visit our website, thechurchatlasvegas.com, to learn a little bit more about us. And until we get together next week, Lord willing, I just would ask you to keep seeking after God's face. Keep calling out to Him. Start praying to Him now. Start talking to Him now. If you haven't ever reached out for Him today, do it today. Find a Bible. Start learning about God. Ask someone about what a relationship with God looks like. We'd love to share our lives and the good news about Jesus with you. But until then, keep standing on the solid rock, the rock that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God.